dial your password and press pound. You have 1 new message and 4 saved messages. To review, press 1. First new message sent today at 12 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid-90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
Man, the fish aren't biting. Yeah, I know.
8:15 a.m.
Well, I'm back on the floor here, listening to the Grateful Dead. I thought I'd listen to what your outgoing was like tonight. I'm pretty wired here. Not like, nervously drumming my fingers on the coffee table or anything like that, but just awake, alert and awake. I don't know, I'm starting to doubt whether or not I'll sleep at all.
I haven't taken LSD for a couple of years, and obviously just within the last 8 or 9 months have I, became aware, or as Jimi Hendrix put it, are you experienced? Yeah, not necessarily stoned, but beautiful, yeah. So that whole... And so, it's been a couple of years since I've taken LSD, and of course since this change, change or whatever awareness, it's different, of course. Because it's all a matter of attitude. You take LSD, it's all a matter of attitude. And back in the old days, my attitude was much more anxiety-filled, much more anxious, much more resisting, that's about it. And now we just, it's so good to just flow, man, to just let the flow go. Even the ugly thoughts or the dirty thoughts or the mean thoughts or the bad thoughts, just let them cruise, man, let them happen. Don't try to stop them. When you try to stop them, then, you're focusing your attention all on just this one little ugly pebble. What the fuck? Life's more than just an ugly little pebble to go staring at or look at or vindicate for or seek revenge at or, fuck all that crap.
No, I've never tried LSD.
Yeah, I've tried LSD.
No, I've never tried LSD.
Once a week, whatever.
Many as I can get.
No, I've never tried LSD.
Yeah, I've tried LSD.
No, I've never tried LSD.
Once a week, whatever.
Many as I can get.
No, I've never tried LSD.
Yeah, I've tried LSD.
No, never tried LSD.
Once a week, whatever.
Many as I can get.
No, I've never tried LSD.
Yeah, I've tried LSD.
No, never tried LSD.
Once a week, whatever.
Many as I can get.
No, I've never tried LSD.
Yeah, I've tried LSD.
No, never tried LSD.
Once a week, whatever.
Many as I can get.
Yeah, I've
tried LSD. No, never tried LSD.
Once a week, whatever.
Many
as I can get.
No, I've never tried LSD.
Yeah, I've tried LSD.
Yeah, I've tried LSD.
No, never tried LSD.
Yeah, I've tried LSD.
Yeah, I've tried LSD.
No, never tried LSD.
Whatever.
Many as I can get.
Many as I can get.
No, I've never tried LSD.
Yeah, I've tried LSD.
No, I've never tried LSD.
Once a week, whatever.
Many as I can get.
No, I've never tried LSD.
Yeah, I've tried LSD.
No, I've never tried LSD.
Once a week, whatever.
Yeah, I've tried LSD.
No, many as I can get.
Once a week, whatever.
No, I've never tried LSD.
Yeah, I've tried LSD.
Yeah, I've tried LSD.
Yeah, I've tried LSD.
No, I've never tried LSD.
You may start your message now.
Oh God, here it comes.
I love voicemail.
I love voicemail.
Voice jail.
492 system does rule.
The mailbox community, the mailbox world.
Your outgoings have gotten interesting, and I think it's time you be inducted into the voicemail hall of fame.
Voice jail.
Easy to do. Go ahead and try.
You have reached 492-80.
That's a pretty funny thing you got there. Moist jail.
I noticed we're the only ones up at this time of the day.
Can't help but sound bizarre.
Mailbox 8819.
calling you from the source. How do you feel? Feel a little less sure of yourself?
Well, don't fight it.
You know what they say? Confusion isn't necessarily a bad thing under the circumstances. Being a little less sure of things may just prove to be the road to recovery.
There we go. Now the music kicks on and it says, hey, life's still moving forward, baby. It's still cruising along. And that's a neat little thing that I've already, you know, emphasized earlier tonight. Or tonight, or during the here and now, or whatever. And that is that nothing's static. Things are forever changing. Things are forever growing, expanding, contracting, moving. Things just don't stay like concrete, man. You know, concrete is part of the illusion, of course. Bang your head on it. I can certainly see stars, huh? but other than that.
I will, you know, that brings to mind something very interesting, though. I don't know if you remember this, and maybe you don't. There used to be a place in Santa Cruz called the Mystery Spot. It may even still exist. It's close to Santa's Village. No, it's not quite in Santa Cruz. It's actually closer to Scotts Valley. And it was called the Mystery Spot. And they would, and you would go there, and they would tell you that for some reason there was a fluke, a flaw, in the earth, in the physical dimensions of the earth, there was a flaw, and there was all kinds of weird things that would happen, like you would take a ball would roll uphill, for example, or things would look weird and distorted.
Weird and distorted.
Weird and distorted.
Weird and distorted.
End of message.
Okay, we're going to try something new here. There's an advertisement here from Thea's Chronic Irrigation Systems, where they says, come early for your appointment, browse through our health book section, and then experience a wheatgrass implant and natural food, and then they support, or we provide support as you cleanse your body and alter your lifestyle, and they give you a purified chronic irrigation to provide more efficient bowel action. So we're going to call this place and find out just what it's all about.
Hello, you have reached the colonic room, located in the Hope Therapy Center. I cannot come
to the... Hello, Thea speaking here.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I was calling about the ad in Common Ground about chronic irrigation.
Yes.
I was wondering how much is it?
I can't hear you.
I was wondering how much it is.
They're $40.
Okay,
they take 1 hour.
Okay, do you use purified water, or do you ever do them with wheatgrass juice?
No, I'm not in, giving wheatgrass juice now, unless you bring your own.
Oh, okay.
You've had colonics before?
One time, quite a while ago, about a year ago.
Uh-huh, so you want to get into it again?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to do to prepare yourself for it?
Do I need to fast?
Well, either do some sort of fasting or prepare yourself with a intestinal cleansing formula.
Oh, okay. What would that be?
Well, we have Robert Gray's products and Precious 7. There are a lot of different kind of products that you can do.
Well, would home enemas prior to that be good, or does it make any difference?
Not necessary, because the enema would be dealing with anything where the colonic is going to go.
Right.
And I've got Max here, and he's giving me his ball right now. I'm going to throw the ball. There you go, Max. He's having fun because we're full of energy, and we're just paying him all kinds of attention each time that he comes around. So I'm just throwing the ball for Max. And today's date is July 29th. Is it the 30th? I don't fucking know what day it is. Or date. I think it's July 29th, 1989. And it's about 10 o'clock at night. And I took a hit of LSD with my roommate Eric at 8 o'clock, and it's been grooving ever since. Team Climatic Depression. Yeah, it's, man, whoa, the stars, the falling stars, the shooting stars, it was the tasers, the phasers, the sand breathing and the water, and it looked like one straight golden path, man, the way the moon hung over the water at the beach last night, it was like a golden path, man. It was just, I don't know, you'd have to be there to see it. Like, the moon is out there, it's above the ocean, and we're here on land, and we're looking at the moon, and we see its reflection on the water. So you not only see its light all around you, but the reflection of itself on the water, and it looks like a path. Or if you look at it, you know, you let yourself go, and you trip on it, and It looks like a trillion billion fucking silver fish all moving and stuff. Yeah, it was wild.
Right, quit your job, buy drugs, and slack off. Do all the stuff you didn't want to do before, but now you can't remember why. Yeah, give me another drag in that thing, man. What's my fucking name, man? Oh, hey, that man looks like a nut. Yeah, I can tell by his tie, man. Light some more incense and turn the Pink Floyd album over. Oh, right on. Turn on that mood light. Oh, look at those lava lamps going. Oh, this is cool, man. When's Arash Nishi coming over, man? Oh. Yeah, get down. Oh, let's play Hendrix backwards at 16 speed, man. No, man. You're freaking out, man. Lay off. Put that knife away.
During the day. Since we don't pre-screen our callers, we can't vouch for the character, stability, mental or physical health of our callers. It's up to you to assess others and to assume all risks when meeting with someone. Please avoid telephone contact
or meeting with underage callers, those less than 18 years of age.
Oh, God, there was this one annoying, greasy, sleazy, slimy, creepy guy.
It was very greasy, very grimy, and very ugly. Not only that, but every time he got a new box, and every time that I was on, he would leave me a message saying he'd love to give me a...
I bet he called every guy he heard on there and get the same message, you know. It's like, I did not feel flattered, and I did not feel special. No, 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 no.
You keep it away. Anyone.
Callers must be 18 years of age or over. If you are not, then please hang up now.
Language considered overly explicit or in bad taste is not permitted.
All right, for the recording that the... anyway, that's just Joe Rizzo.
They all have voicemail.
It's ranking up there with mine, and 115's a streak, got a whole thing going.
Let me know.
Who's the...
You're stoned, motherfucker. I know you're stoned. You're stoned because you're mellow. You're stoned and you're analyzing a fucking dog with a sock. I know when you're stoned, you goddamn son. You're stoned. You're analyzing a dog with a sock. You're contemplating a dog. Playing with a sock is what you're doing. You're stoned, man. You're stoned.
How odd.
Stoned. I know when you're stoned.
How
how odd, how extremely odd all these realizations you've had, all this growth and perceptions, but there's no change. What happens? Does it just stick in your intellectual realization and not affect your being, or what? Or is it just off the top of your head and totally without any substance?
All right, well, enough of all this silliness. I'm probably just going to keep this out and silliness. I didn't really take this drug to become aware. I just wanted to see what it was like to be aware and take the drug, and you know what I'm saying?
2:36 a.m.
Well, like I told you before, I believe, I'm not really afraid of dying, okay? But I am afraid of getting old. Does this make sense to you? It makes sense to me. What I mean is I'm just afraid of getting old and decrepit and, you know, just like being helpless and senile even, you know, and it's a scary thought, you know, just like kind of losing control of your faculties and your body and just whatnot, you know. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of a creepy thought to me, you know, because I honestly can say I'm not afraid of dying, I'm not afraid of dying. And I realize that a lot of people are, like, completely terrified of the concept of death, which is, to me, just kind of absurd, kind of silly, because, as I think I've said before, death is as much a part of living as life, you know? It's inevitable.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cook. You better come down to the station house.
Your son is dead.
Why be afraid of it, you know? I don't know, you know, maybe the moment of my actual death, you know, maybe the last couple of moments there when I know I'm going to die, whenever or whatever that may be, you know, maybe then I'm not going to be so brave. But even then, I'm certain it wouldn't be so much a fear of death as a reluctance to let go of life, you know, so I don't know. I figured you would understand. So, I don't know. I just don't want to be old and decrepit and wrinkly and horrible. Even though, obviously, I mean, it's not horrible. I don't know. I just find it disconcerting that someday I may be, like, helpless and senile and old, you know? Gosh, can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me?
You know what you need? You need a wheatgrass enema.
Well, I know that I was certainly harsh yesterday, live on the telephone. I certainly was. Because I was mainly just, you know, I was, God, you know, I was, God, things are fucking up. What are we going to do, you know? So I was certainly harsh then, and maybe a little bit too harsh, but honest to God, today, when I left all those messages, no harshness was intended. And when I said that it was really sad that you missed out on a trip, I only meant it in the fact that you would have really dug it, man. You would have dug it, and that's why it was sad. It wasn't sad because I didn't mean to intimate that it was sad because you're an alcoholic. I truly did mean it. And the harshness yesterday was only because I was so damn, I was upset because I didn't know how we were going to work it out. Anyway, so that's a clarification and a verification. Yeah, I understand the fact that, you know, going through all this stuff that you're going through. And like I said, this is not to intimate that you have any kind of problem, you know, with drinking. But I just, you know, want you to know, and I know, like you said, I can't really give any advice. And maybe it's a phase or whatever's happening. Well, you know, hey, don't worry about it, man. But you should know that I'm not going to bring this up again. But somebody else may. And to me, it's done. It's over. Forget it. You know, big deal. And when I tell you that you really would have enjoyed it, and it's sad that you didn't make it, I only mean that you really truly would have. And that's all. No more. Don't read any more into it. Fair enough? Oh, listen, don't be too hard on yourself, by the way. You know, hey, everything is cyclical, you know? It is, it's cyclical. So, but I didn't know about them damn nightmares. Pardon me, I'm starting to yawn a little bit. Excuse me. Anyway, I didn't know. Well, maybe you did tell me about the worst nightmare, but I don't think you did. But That's awful. Warm milk, maybe. Might help before you go to sleep. Oh, but you sleep in the daytime. I don't know if it would work or not. Works good at night. Maybe warm milk.
Maybe warm milk.
This is Ronald Redball. The next voice you hear will be that of Mr. 115, whose mailbox number is 492-17.
He gets worse moment by moment. This is Ronald Redball asking you to help save Mr. 115 before he self-analyzes himself into extinction. Send your powerful stimulant and uplifting thoughts, and perhaps we can bring him back to how he once was, to those glorious days of yesteryear, when his cry was heard the world round.
End of message, 10:16 a.m. from...
Hi, this is Ernie, and I was calling HIPAA buses, and I called the Bay Area representative, and congratulations on quitting smoking, and that's really cool, and I'm really proud of you, even if you don't care that I'm proud of you, because you don't know who I am. I mean, you know who I am, but you've never met me personally, but I'm proud of you anyway.
Thanks for the words of encouragement, my friend. I appreciate that a lot, a hell of a lot.
As I said before, congratulations on staying smokeless for so long.
We're doing all right. We're doing pretty good here. You figure woke up at 6:45, so 3 hours and a half almost, which is, not bad. A little weird. I'll probably, want to have a bunch of snacks, snacks. But, I got my little Vela mints that are sugarless, and they're good. They're fine.
I'm chewing gum's a neat sensation. It helps alleviate some of the teeth grinding, because, well, you're obviously not grinding your teeth. You got something in between the teeth that are grinding, groovy, called gum. Wow! It's gum! It's called gum! Wow!
Celery stuff with peanut butters. Celery stuff with peanut butters.
All right.
Especially if we go up there tomorrow, I'd be looking forward to some snacking for sure. Celery stuff with peanut butters. But I got the free pizza coupon, so that's taken care of for sure.
I'm taking some of these goddamn salt crackers up here to bed with me because I hate salivating in the middle of the night. It's disgusting. It's really, dumb. I feel like an idiot sitting here swallowing all night, you know what I'm saying? So I have to, take some salt crackers and dry myself out. I'm feeling better and better. Wish I had some antihistamines. That'd do the same thing, but I don't want to rely on that kind of shit.
I'll give you a call. I'll be getting back around 2:30 in the morning, but that doesn't matter. I'll still be up at 8:30, and I'll give you a call then, or, keep calling, see what's going on. And it can be worked out however, however anybody wants. After the weekend, it won't be so bad, It won't be too bad, what the hell? Once you get past your 22-hour mark, which will be tonight at about 7:30, Saturday night 7:30, be 22 hours, then you'll be doing all right.
And it definitely shows that, if your attitude's straight, your head's straight, you're going to groove through it, and you're going to come out it without any problems at all whatsoever. So it's all in the head, man, definitely. If you want to have a groovy one.
It's getting a little better. Right when I was leaving the office tonight, I had an overpowering desire to stop and get some smoke. And in the car there, I was just going to say, oh, God damn it. Oh, fuck it, man. I think I'll do it. But I didn't really almost do it, but God damn, it was the worst it had ever been since Saturday night. But that's all right. But I guess that's the nature of the beast. So, it's dumb to say it's there. It's just the way it is. No, you're right. Break them damn cigarettes in half, man. You're right. I'm doing it. We're both doing it. We're both doing it right now. And, especially in the beginning with cigarettes, it's one day at a time. In the very beginning, it's about 1 or 2 hours at a time. Break them damn cigarettes in half. That's for damn sure. Because I think it probably messes you up anyway. I got to be damn careful, though, because, it's just little things like, I hear a time check on the radio. Like, it'll say 10:45. And I always used to, at night, I would always have a cigarette right at the top of the hour, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1 a.m., if I was awake that late. So I'd hear a time check, and I'd go, oh, yeah, well, I'll have a smoke in about 10 more minutes, because I would only allow myself to have one an hour. Very powerful, very powerful. And I still have that goddamn reaction, so goddamn, I hope, I'll be pissed, I'll be fighting, it'll take me a long time to get over that.
Cigarettes, may they burn in hell. Cigarettes, may they burn in hell.
Hearing a time check, and they'll say, oh, well, boy, then I'll be able to have a smoke here in about 10 minutes. God damn it, it's just a, it's a horrible, it's very powerful.
Cigarettes, cigarettes, burning, 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 bur
Well, I'll have to do something else at the top of the hour to look forward to. I'll have to give myself a little reward maybe at the top of the hour. I, you know, if I can think of something that's, you know, reasonable. God damn it.
Thursday, 4:20 p.m.
I'm a little more health conscious, I guess you could say, than I used to be. I've cut down on all the, like, I used to eat a lot of garbage, you know, junk food. Like, I'd eat boxes of Pop-Tarts and just cookies and all kinds of shit.
I'll tell you which one I'd choose. I'd rather have me a triple cheeseburger from Wendy's with mayonnaise, tomatoes, and cheese, and a bowl of chili with cheese on it, and then a Frosty, a large Frosty, and then fries with ketchup and a large milk. And that will do it. Thank you. That will do me just fine.
And, you know, I've really cut a lot of that shit out of my diet. For better or worse, I don't know. I don't really have a craving for it anymore. I used to have a real sweet tooth. Well, anyway, I'm just kind of rambling here, but
the past 2 months I've been just totally getting really drunk, probably because I don't want to face my own life, my own feelings. And nobody else is going to face them if I don't face them, right?
You know, my basic point was that, you know, it just gives me a peace of mind. It's something that helps get me through, you know, through my cocaine withdrawal. You know, it's something that helped me. You know, when I'd get the craving, I would just go in and work out, you know, or work out at home with what little stuff I have here. You know, it's I don't know, just like I said, it helps give me peace of mind and helps me maintain my head. You know, sometimes you get stressed out and you go hit the weights and just feel a lot better. It's a good way to get out stress and, you know, build a nice healthy body and everything. And it sounds good to me, so.
10:08 p.m.
So, anyway, doing things like that, you know, I think it gives you a good basis in your life. Having had as many experiences as possible gives you a good basis to be able to enjoy the rest of your life and look back on some of those experiences. Not to say that, oh, well, everything now is just memories left. I don't look at life that way at all. I've had a lot of fantastic things happen, you know, and a lot of nifty memories that I look back on that were really just kind of crazy. Unfortunately, a lot of the weirder, those stranger things that have happened stemmed from my old drinking days, you know, like waking up on a bus bound for, I didn't know where, I woke up on a bus and I didn't know where it was going. And I heard the driver say, all of a sudden the driver said, next stop, San Luis Obispo, 15-minute rest stop. And I said, oh man, how'd this happen? I don't remember. I swear to God, to this day, I don't know how I got on that bus. But, that, you know, so you can look back and kind of laugh if it wasn't so tragic. It'd be funny, you know. In retrospect, I guess you can find a little bit of humor about anything, even if it's pretty well screwed up, you know. But out of all those years, I mean, I have to face it, I did a lot of screwing around, just a lot of goofing off, you know, playing the music and all and so forth, being out till 2 in the morning, and then, of course, after closing time, being out till 6 or 7 in the morning. And, boy, you know, years and years of that, well, I look back, and you know, it was great. And like I say, I wouldn't mind playing music again for maybe part-time on the weekends. But that was this latest thing that has started. This exchange is a risk also. It's a risk in a much more, a lot more, some, not a physical risk, but certainly is a financial risk. And so that's, I guess, just about anything we do is a risk. But I'm glad that, you know, I've kind of looked back and got all the wildness out of me and did all the wild things, and I think everybody needs to do some of that. It sounds like you have, you know, with the experiences with the different types of substance abuse, if that's what you want to call it. Probably everybody has done that in their younger days to a varying degree, and really it's a matter of whether or not you have the wisdom, I guess, and the willpower to continue to do it or to kind of... I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought there. Yeah.
End of message. Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and Angel D. Monique, compiled and edited by Phineas Narco, with material provided by Ronald Redball, Alexander T. Newport, and Angel D. Monique. Visit us on the web at www.geocities.com/voicejail. Thanks to the National Cynical Network and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.